on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And hello once again. Welcome to Boomer Tech Radio. I am Bob Belongi, and my usual co-host, Brenda, is on the road with my mother-in-law, and we wish her well, safe journey. She's over on the coast, where apparently it is just raining, as they say, like a cow on a flat rock right now. So she's driving down the coastline. Last night was in Crescent City, and now heading down to Eureka, last report. So that road can be a little tricky, but here to help me with the latest in analog living in a digital world this week, the inevitable Bob Martin, who practically is a fixture, has a serial number tattooed down there at Nathan's Anthems, had a official equipment serial number tattooed on a part we will not discuss. Hello, Bob.
Well, that's a hard act to follow.
You're on the inventory list now, you know. Well, this this show brought to you by our very good friends at Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. Check them out there at 5756 West Side Road. And they are just great people. Cody and Tim Morlock are, they're not only mechanics, they're my friends. And they've got a great deal going on. You'll be hearing about it during this hour. But if you're in a tight spot, you blow out a transmission or you have some major auto repair and you just can't pull all the money together, they've got a way to help you maybe spread those payments out, which is pretty unusual in the automotive repair world, but it's just a great thing they want to do for the community. So check them out once again, Advanced Automotive of Reading. Hey, Kurt, coming up in this program, we've got just all kinds of things. Would you believe, Bob, now if you were applying for a new job, so you got Bob and Bobby, you got B squared again. If you were applying for a job and the interviewer, the human resources person says, oh, by the way, before you can go to work here, I want your password to your Facebook account. What would your reaction be?
My reaction would be, are you out of your freaking mind? Although I would clean it up a little for the employer, but my reaction would be, can they legally ask me for that?
This is an area, apparently, where the law has not yet caught up with technology. There is no specific law against asking that a person surrender their password to an employer. And especially in cases where, say, the Facebook account is one that your employer has helped you set up. There have been several incidents where a person who is working for a company has a Facebook account, you know, through that company as a representative, and then they move on to other things, and then they start posting this, that, and the other thing. And so I think that's where this got started, but now employers are asking for this very personal information, and there's a couple of problems with this, and Facebook is moving to avoid. They've already had enough problems with privacy issues, right? You've been hearing about that in the news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they keep changing the rules of the game as they go along.
Well, Facebook is saying, look, you should never, ever have to share your password, let alone access to your account, or do anything that will violate the privacy of your friends. And a spokesperson for Facebook also says there could be some legalities involved here, that if an employee sees on Facebook that someone is a member of a protected group over a certain age, has, any number of things, that if they were to use that information and turn around to fire the person, that could fall under discrimination, and it could open themselves up to claims. And also,
is this kind of a legal loophole that exists currently with all of the privacy protections that are in place?
I imagine that this appears to be a uniquely American thing. There are laws already in place in the European Union against just this sort of thing through, and of course, the American Civil Liberties Union, the Electronic Frontiers Foundation, all kinds of groups are just going, wait a minute. Millions of people are using Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus. Social networks are a fact of life. So I don't know if this is just a case of employers just being dumb, or if they're taking advantage of the loophole while they can.
Is there a certain paranoia on the part of these employers that they want to know what's being said about them?
Well, here's my thought on the deal.
Or past employers?
Right now, jobs are so hard to get. You know, people are desperate for any kind of work. And I think that some of these HR people, and I'm not saying there's anything nefarious about it, but I think that some of these HR people who, you know, some of them are good and some of them are petty bureaucrats with small amounts of power who will abuse it. I think that some of them are saying, oh, look at this. And they might be a little selective about whose Facebook information they access, things like that. When we come back here on Boomer Tech Radio, it is now 10 past the hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. It's a disturbing trend. There's actually some legislation in process over it. But if it came down to your job, would you share your password or would you show them your heels as you headed out the door? Boomer Tech Radio, be right back.
Vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind. And now his son, Cody, is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
All right, well, the Spring Home and Garden Expo is on. It's Shasta District Fairgrounds. Happy Saturday to you. Hope that you can make some time to come down before 6 p.m. A show full of really a lot of cool things. Doesn't matter, inside out, top to bottom for your home. It is here, and Jeff's with me. I'll tell you what, Jeff, each and every year, Axner does something really cool, and they've done it again this year.
They have. In that third building, they've just taken a huge section and done everything for the home and garden.
Well, it's kind of cool because what they do is lay out a lot of things from their pavers to, in the past years, you've seen the ponds and all this stuff. And what it does is it puts it in perspective where you can go, oh, I could do that in my yard. So you got to come see that, definitely. What else? Furniture this time around, too.
Evans Furniture, new to our show this year, taking a big, large, big space. And then NorCal Satellite Emporium is also here.
Good. So you can come find out about that, get some really comfy to sit on, and then you got something great to watch in front of you, right?
Exactly.
All right. It's all at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, Spring Home and Garden Expo.
Welcome back. It's Boomer Tech Radio this week with Bob Belongi and Bob Martin. It's the it's the two Bobs. Remember Office Space? The two Bobs?
That's right. The Killer Bees minus one.
Yes, yes, yes. Brenda Belongi on the road. And, of course, this show, if you're listening on Sunday, don't go scratching your head. We repeat the show on Sunday. Basically, that was a way to make my life a little bit easier, to be honest with you. But we had a hole to fill, and the show is getting a little bit of popularity. Thank you.
Yes, this space is available for sale. If you're interested, contact the radio station.
Yes, and we love our sponsor, Advanced Automotive of Reading. But there is space for more. If you want to be part of this show, because we're going to continue to grow it, we're going to continue to add new content, we maybe want to expand market. I don't know. This show seems to have hit a resonant mark with some folks, and we hope that maybe we can take it somewhere and do something with it. So anyway, we're talking about some employers asking potential employees and current employees to share their total Facebook info. In other words, not just, you know, what is your Facebook account so we can go look at it. Give us your password access to your account. How dangerous is that to give somebody who you barely know total access to your account?
I guess my reaction would just be totally dumbfounded if a prospective employer asked me something like that, because that just violates every protocol that we
even if it's not
have.
Legal, I would consider it immoral.
And rude.
Yeah, and extremely rude. And I think that the reason that some of these employers think they can get away with it is because it's so darn hard to find work these days, and people are, you know, I think it constitutes a form of abuse, especially if the HR person in question is selective about who they ask that information from. That could lead into so many legal entanglements. It's just absolutely boggles the mind. So you got an opinion on that? I'm fighting with a microphone right now that seems to have taken on a life of its own. So I take out my handy dandy Leatherman pocket tool and apply a quick fix.
The dreaded needle nose pliers.
Repair on the fly here. Anyway, we'd love to hear your opinion. You can send those, of course, to BoomerTechRadio.com or BoomerTechRadio@Yahoo.com or Bob@KCNR1460.com. Of course, we're streaming. If you're within the sound of our voice and you want to maybe catch the rest of the show and you haven't been able to hear the entire show and you have an interest in doing such, you can, of course, go to KCNR1460.com, check out the archives, and hear all of our shows recorded in crystal clear digital sound, as they say. So what mobile phone are you using? Is it a smartphone or is it just a basic talk brick?
It's not a smartphone.
Okay.
It's your basic LG.
It's a paperweight that talks.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, you don't want to pay for a data plan and all that. I use mine more than I would have thought possible. The ability to text and all that and some of the other applications that I've stumbled across has been really great. It took, you know, the smartphones have been around, obviously, since the Palm, the BlackBerry, things like that. But I think it took the iPhone to really get that market defined, just as it took Apple to really define the tablet market, and they've set a very, very high bar. Well, if you remember back in the day, this is ancient history stuff. This is kind of stuff that boomers really, really remember when they can. Back in the day.
Where were you when you first found out about the internet?
Yeah, well, that's even before that, honest to gosh. You had Apple. With the Apple II, the Apple IIc, and then you had the IBM PC. Remember there, do you remember, here's a flashback, do you remember the IBM PC, they had their, they were using like a Charlie Chaplin type character for their mascot? Do you remember
for
that?
For their TV ads.
Yeah, for their TV ads.
I do remember that.
Then along came the famous 1984 Apple commercial when they first went to the graphic, when they first introduced the Macintosh. That was one of the first big Super Bowl commercials. Well, at the time, Apple had the graphic user interface, and on the Microsoft platform, you type command lines in. It was a business machine. IBM was International Business Machine, and they absolutely owned the personal computer market. When Microsoft introduced the Windows platform, that would run on the IBM-based machines, which we now know as simply PCs, it really revolutionized things. And they sat back, said, okay, this is what people want. And they came out with an easy-to-use graphical interface that simply dominated the market and almost crushed Apple completely out of existence.
When did the first Windows come along?
Windows 3.1 was introduced 95. Oh, boy. I want to say about 93, somewhere in that time frame. Before that, Windows 3.0 was an extremely forgettable interface. 3.1 was the first IBM-based graphic user interface. And I know people can say, well, what about the Epson system? What about Xerox? What about actually, the idea of a graphic user interface with a mouse is a Xerox invention, but you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yes.
No, for some reason, Windows 3.11 is the first number that sticks
right
in my head.
Well, it worked, but there were a lot of complaints about it. And then, of course, Windows 95 came along, which really streamlined things. Windows 95 ran stuff for quite a... There's still computers sitting in this building that are running Windows 95. It is, you know, has a lot of problems, but it's fundamentally... All it is basically a cover over the DOS, the disk operating system. That was the same with 98. Windows Millennium was the first one that was rewritten as an operating system, and everybody knows how badly it sucked. It didn't last for very long. And then along came XP, which for a decade pretty much dominated the world of PCs. And now, of course, we've moved on to Vista. That was very forgettable.
Some of us have.
Yeah. That was very forgettable.
Some of us, you're going to pry my XP out of my cold dead fingers.
Absolutely. It is a solid, stable operating system, but it only addresses a certain amount of memory. It has its limitations, and it is clumsy with some of the new hardware that's out. Windows 7, I haven't really experienced Windows 7. I'm going to be right up front because a few years ago I sort of... I went to the dark side and kind of got into working on a Mac platform. But back to where I was going with all this, Microsoft is kind of doing the same thing when it comes to phone. They let everybody else define the market. Now they want to slide in with their own way of doing things and kind of undercut everybody else. But I don't think in this case they're going to get away with it. I don't think that the Redmond juggernaut is going to be able to convince enough people that their system is better. And I've got a perfect example of that coming up right after the break here on Boomer Tech Radio. One of the most popular games on any portable platform will not be on the Windows phone platform. We'll tell you about that right after this.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
And we're back. Hey, a phone call came in here on Boomer Tech Radio just a moment ago, and yes, I did overlook a very important piece of Apple history. Talk about being way, and I think we mentioned this a few weeks ago when we were talking about the iPad in PDAs and things like that, Palm Pilots that were very popular. One of the earliest entries into that market was a product that just never really gained any traction, and that was Apple's Newton. And I think that because the networks, the Wi-Fi didn't really exist in any form that we would have recognized it as, you had to tether it to a computer in order to update it. It was a great concept, introduced a lot of ideas that are in use to this day. But yes, Apple's Newton was kind of a groundbreaker, but it was one of the projects that cost the company during its dark times a whole lot of money, and they never really gained anything about it. What Apple did that was smart was that they turned to the college up-and-coming creative artists at the time. The Windows PC was, graphics were to be charitable about it, clunky. And the right out of the box, a Macintosh had excellent graphics, so it became the platform of choice for people who are working in the graphics arts, especially those in colleges. So that explains why you had a lot of Apple fanatics in a certain market segment. Well, over the weekend, Microsoft is running their Windows Phone Challenge. If your phone is faster than a new Microsoft phone made by Nokia, you can win a $1,000 Hunger Games PC. You know, until last night when I looked it up on the internet, here's how out of touch I am. I didn't have the slightest clue what the hell Hunger Games was about. I had to look it up last night.
That's this new movie that premiered this weekend.
This new movie that actually has something like a 96% awareness rate among people, especially in the young female market. I had no idea what the hell it was about, so I looked it up, and it's about a dystopian future, and these youngsters are forced to compete against each other, last person standing, you know, kill them all off kind of a scenario. So, a little chilling.
Very dark vision of the future.
Yeah.
It fascinates me how these movies are promoted, why Hunger Games would be such a smash, but John Carter such a flop.
Oh, anybody who knows about Edgar Rice Burroughs and then goes and sees the movie would be horrified. It's like, there is a series of books out. It's a little bit of a specialized audience. There's a series of books out about the Chronicles of Counter-Earth, about a place called Gore. And then sometime in the 70s, there were a couple of really, really, really bad drive-in type movies made about that world. I mean, you couldn't even make the movie now, by the way. I'd be just so incorrect. But some of these things do not always translate well to the screen and never meet expectations, and I think that's what happened to John Carter of Mars.
I mean, it was dead on arrival.
Oh, yes.
That was the buzz.
There was the great sucking sound from the studio. Hey, back to this Windows phone. Microsoft says your smartphone is a baloney phone. This weekend, they're holding a Smoked by Windows Phone challenge. They want to attempt to prove that Windows phones are faster. If your phone is demonstrably faster, and of course they get to decide what demonstrably faster means, and they get to pick the applications in question. It's a rigged contest, but it's kind of interesting. You get a Hunger Games PC if the Microsoft if your phone is faster than a Microsoft phone. I don't think, just based on my gut feeling, that the Microsoft phone, at least in this, I could be wrong. I don't think it's going to get good traction. One of the biggest indicators of that, and I just threw my cue sheet on the floor. Found a spare. One of the biggest indicators of that is the fact that, you know, Angry Birds. There's two kinds of people.
Never played it.
There's the people who know about Angry Birds and the people who don't. Angry Birds is a game. You play it on smartphones, tablets, and even on a PC or a Mac platform, where you hurl little birds at pigs to destroy them and gain points. And I know that's leaving people going, huh? You're trying to rescue the eggs. And we'll leave it at that. If it's really a fun game because it involves physics. It's a great way to teach youngsters about how things, you know, if you throw a thing at a certain height, certain velocity, and it involves a lot of real-world ballistics. Well, there's a new version of it out called Angry Birds Space that takes into effect gravity and the attraction of celestial bodies, wormholes, and things like that that affect the trajectory of the projectile.
A three-dimensional version, if you will.
Yeah. Well, but it's sort of a side scroller, but it sets up a target and you have to launch various birds at it. It's really hard. It's one of those things that's really hard to explain if you've never actually done it. You know?
You had to be there.
Yeah, you do have to be there. Anyway, the people who wrote the software for Angry Birds, Rovio, they are just making, you know, here's a company with 300 employees that is just making just an astounding amount of money over this thing. This makes the old Pet Rock craze just pale in comparison. They've made, I had the figure here, how much money they've made. It's but what has happened, the phone manufacturer Nokia, they used to own the telephone market. Absolutely, you know, everybody could. Everybody,
we all had a Nokia phone at
one time
or another.
At one point or another, everybody had a Nokia, the famous candy bar phone. They have really hitched their wagon to this new Windows Phone operating system. Now, Windows Phone is kind of a whole different animal than Windows CE, which was an utter and complete disaster. And Windows is very, very proud of it. But in kind of a slap in the face, Angry Birds, which is still the, after a year and something, Angry Birds is the number one selling app on the iPhone platform, and on it's very high in the Google marks. For the Google Android phones, they will not be rewriting the code to release it on the Windows phone, at least at this point. So that's a huge blow. You know, obviously, if somebody is in a business situation, they're not going to care if they can play Angry Birds or not. But if this kind of tells me that the people who write the applications aren't really wanting to split their attention three ways to have to write a version for iPhone, write a version for Android, and then turn around and write a version for Windows. It fragments the market.
Well, now, does Windows want a version for their phone, and the app writers are saying no?
It's not really. It's a real chicken in the egg situation when it comes to any new telephone, any new smartphone operating system. They want to put the Windows Phone software to 23 countries and put the operating system on less expensive software. What they're aiming for is in developing nations where Apple and Google aren't, you know, where a lot of people simply can't afford an iPhone. They can sell a cheap smartphone and put this operating system on it. But I think that, here it is. Angry Birds may reach 1 billion cumulative downloads. That's a lot of downloads. And the app, I think, is like $1.99. Start doing some math, and you got a company that has 300 employees that's doing pretty good for itself.
I'll say.
Yes, a virtual slingshot to fling birds at structures populated by green pigs. Game zoomed to the top of the chart in Apple's online store in 2010. The Facebook version reaching 20 million active users. Just an amazing thing. But I think it's indicative that the Windows smartphone is going to have a tough uphill climb.
I wonder what the 23 developing countries, if they see Angry Birds as the face of America, or just what?
Entirely possible. Hey, coming
that's
up on...
our gift to the world.
I'm Boomer Tech Radio. Texting while walking can be hazardous to your health. A perfect example of that coming up.
A reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind. And now his son, Cody, is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
WE Multimedia Theatre Group cordially invites you to what will no doubt be the wedding event of this social season. Who are we kidding? The bride's a total and the bridesmaids would rather be anyone else than this hilarious adult comedy, five women wearing the same dress. Five women wearing the same dress on stage at the Old City Hall Performance Center, March 30th through April 7th. Proceeds benefit the Shasta County Arts Council. Tickets available at the Enjoy Store are online at wemultimedia.com.
That sounds like a bunch of fun there, that five women wearing the same dress. I may have to go see that.
Kind of a theatrical version of Bridesmaids, the movie, is
what it sounds like. Yeah. Hey, want to take just a moment here out at the bottom of the hour to send a big shout out to our very good friends at Advanced Automotive of Reading. Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. 244-4423. Cody and Tim, I've known them for years. I trust them with my vehicles, which means when you come down to think about it, I'm trusting them with my life. They work on my brakes. They work on all the electrical system. They keep my vehicle, my Jeep, my Yukon. They keep them running in tip-top condition. We recommend them to our family members. I think my mom took her car down there because she had been a dealer, you know, let the dealer fix it type person and spending way too much money. And they're just good folks down there. You go down to Advanced Automotive at 5756 West Side Road and you see ambulances, you see fire trucks, you see emergency vehicles down there. Now, if they're going to trust those vehicles upon which lives depend, I think you could trust your car to them, too. That's our good friends, Advanced Automotive of Reading.
Yes, thanks to you, I trust my vehicle to Tim and Cody.
Good folks, aren't they?
They are outstanding people, and they will work with you.
Well, Dateline, South Bend, Indiana. Seems a woman named Bonnie Miller fell into the river connecting to Lake Michigan while she was attempting to walk along a pier and send a text message.
You can't make this stuff up.
Miller was at the pier with her family, realized she had to correct an appointment time via text messaging while she was writing the message. She did not pay attention. She had poor situational awareness. She ended up in 6 feet of cold water. Miller's husband and a 19-year-old bystander jumped into the water to help her reach a ladder to get back onto the pier. Police officer helped guide the group back up the ladder. While she was embarrassed by the incident, Miller wants people to understand how texting while walking can be a problem. There's been all kinds of things on the internet about people walking into phone poles or falling into a fountain or whatever, but occasionally this can have fatal results. And it makes me nut. How many times do you see some dunderhead texting while driving?
You can't believe all of the scofflaws that are out there, both talking on their cell phone or texting, despite
phone,
the laws that exist.
You know, kind of hanging onto the steering wheel with the phone up at the top of the steering wheel, thumbs going like mad, and every once in a while kind of glancing over the top of the phone to see what they're about to run into. Makes me crazy. And if people weren't stupid, we wouldn't have to have another law passed, because I hate having new laws passed.
Poor situational awareness is a polite way of saying you're not looking where you're going.
Yeah, and we had a very tragic incident just some years back, early on in this, before there was a law passed, where a woman who was texting at the time ended up killing people on a highway not far from Reading here. Remember that incident?
I do recall that,
just
yes.
Tragic. And the individual didn't really, by reports, didn't even seem to grasp that what she was doing had contributed to the deaths of other human beings. It was just mind-boggling.
I recall that, too. She
didn't
seem to get it.
Yeah. So, we got along. I love technology. This is a show about technology. I live, breathe, eat, and other functions this stuff. But put it down when your life is at stake, okay? Is that a hard concept? Is it just me?
Technology is supposed to make your life easier,
not put you more
at risk. Yes.
So anyway, a study published in the University of Alabama at Birmingham Pediatrics Journal found that talking on a cell phone, people who do that are 40% more likely to get hit by a car. Actually, lawmakers in Rexburg, Idaho, here we go again, a law that really shouldn't have to be passed, but because a few people were stupid. This town in Idaho rolled out a law.
Because
that,
lawmakers feel compelled to justify their existence.
Don't just sit there and do something, yes. Pedestrians can be fined $50 for texting while walking. It's recommended that if you're texting, you're essentially walking down the street with a blindfold on, much less if you're out trying to operate a car. But there is hope. For consumers with an Android-powered phone, there's an application developer called named Sasha Offiter. There's an app called Transparent Screen. It uses the camera to show what's directly in front of the user while you're walking along, and then you can text while you have your periscope up.
You can't maybe we can get a curb feeler app also.
You can't. Maybe they need radar. So how about just put the dang phone away until you get to where you're going? That's enough of my rant for this week. But please be careful. There is no message that I can think of that is worth getting yourself hurt over. None whatsoever.
I do like the one about the woman who fell into the fountain while texting at the shopping mall and then hired an attorney to go after the mall for leaking the footage to the internet.
Oh, yeah, that was suing somebody because of your stupidity. Gotta love it. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio. I'm KCNR 1460, 605-4567. You want to join in the conversation? We'll be back.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
It's the second anniversary of the passage of Obamacare. Join us this Sunday, March 25th, as We the People welcomes Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute, the organization she founded to promote free market health care reform. Grace will explain in chilling detail how the government has spent over $1 billion in stimulus money to build a scientific case for government rationing of health care.
Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
And welcome back. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR 1460, live on Saturday and delayed on Sunday. And we thank you very much for joining in the conversation. And on the hotline right now, you just can't keep a good woman silent, nor would you wish to. On the line right now, Brenda Blongi, and where are you at, Brenda?
I happen to be standing at the end of the road at Point St. George near Crescent City, California. There's a very interesting Coast Guard installation out here. I'm not sure what they used it for at one time. I think there's a plaque on the door, or if it's even current, some interesting buildings, but it's very near the Crescent City Airport. On the north side of Crescent City, and I can see snow on the mountains to the east and nice blue sky to the west. We had rain earlier this morning. So on my travels, I'm on assignment, as you would say, and I have been using technology quite a bit. I got my iPad out, and I've been watching the weather, and I've been watching the tides, and I've been checking email, and then I got online and checked out reviews of restaurants and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, very good. So, yeah, the tide tables on the Navionics application, and so you've got your phone and your pad, correct?
That's right. And I even used them both at the same time. I believe there was one point last night where I was on the pad researching stuff while I was texting you.
Uh-huh. Well, very good.
I hope you were looking where you were going at the time. So
I was sitting in a chair, so it wasn't one of those where I was also motivated.
You weren't in danger of falling in the Pacific Ocean, in other words.
No, definitely not.
So,
and as I speak, I have an absolutely crystal clear, fabulous view of the Point St. George Reef Lighthouse.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Often it's quite hazy and difficult to see, but it's very, very clear. So it's, once again, as I travel, I find myself using technology more and more to stay in touch, to find out about what's local, find out about other people's experiences, in particular in this case, in an area that I'm not, or, you know, in this case, a restaurant that I wasn't that familiar with. And then I'll also be doing some follow-up reviews, comparing my experience with other people online, in this case TripAdvisor or Yelp, TripAdvisor.com and Yelp.com, to explain things. People in the hotel we were in last night, we really liked it. People complain that the views out of some of the rooms aren't so great. Well, I have a very simple explanation to help other travelers figure that out. So not only am I gaining insight from other people's experiences as I'm traveling, but I'll be able to add mine to the conversation and hopefully help out other travelers in the future doing the same thing that I'm doing, using technology as a travel.
Well, outstanding. And, of course, you're going to use a weather app to check road conditions as you head down towards your next destination, correct?
Yep, absolutely. And even I used technology even before I left home, because I got online and checked for hotels in the area and was able to review a lot of things, so that when I actually called the facility, I was able to say, I'm looking at your website, yes, Detcha. And as a matter of fact, the hotel we stayed in last night, I called them, and we got a booked a room that they didn't actually have listed online. It worked out very well for our needs.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, and safe journey.
Oh, yes. I've seen two roadkill possums. That's the only wildlife I've come anywhere near hitting. They were already dead.
All right. Well, as you work your way down the coast, do be careful. That's kind of a nasty little road in spots.
It can be, but the weather is improving by the minute, and so I'm not anticipating any problems in the traditional bad spots, at least not today.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot for the call in, hon.
Oh, sure enough. And I'll look forward to being back on the air with you soon. And J-Bob, make sure you keep Bad Bob in line.
I don't know if that's possible, but I will try.
All right, thanks a lot for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Ah, yes. So one of the things
Carl can't keep him in line. How do you expect me to?
Oh, yeah, there we go. Hey, one of the things that Brenda uses on the road, of course, is our air card from Verizon, and we've had this thing for a couple of years now. It's real handy where if you're not able to necessarily get on a Wi-Fi. And when we went to Las Vegas, it was astonishing. If you wanted Wi-Fi access, you were out like $20 a day. Well, one of the products that we saw at CES a few years ago was the an air card. And we got it through Verizon, and it's absolutely escaping me what the brand name of it is, but it's a little thing about the size of a credit card. And a new product now coming out from a company you might remember from the past called Net Zero is offering portable online access for a flat rate without a monthly fee.
So Net Zero always advertised the, $9.95 a month internet access or something like that?
Correct, correct. Well, originally it was the internet should be free, da-da-da-da, and then they started $9.95, and this was, you know, they were offering some very low-cost dial-up access, but your screen was so full of ads, you had about an inch and a half worth of usable content that you could get on your screen. So anyway, they're back once again with a new concept of mobile internet access at 4G speeds. We'll talk about what we've learned about that right after the break on Boomer Tech Radio.
Safe and reliable.
reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
All right, another Saturday. This time around, a fun thing to come out and do, Spring Home and Garden Expo, and a lot to see, really, a lot out at the fairgrounds in Anderson. So until 6 p.m., you can come check out everything for your home and some new things to the show. I'm with Jeff once again. Jeff, we're inviting everyone out today to see all kinds of good stuff, right?
Yes. We have Palmer's Furniture here today, and they have their line of furniture. We have J.W. Woods. They bring out some really nice fixtures and tubs and that. And then we also have Lowe's Appliances. They're bringing their appliances out along with barbecues.
And that's new to the show this year.
That is, appliances and barbecues.
Good. There's a lot of show specials. If you are looking for really for anything for your home, there's all kinds of things to check out at the Original Spring Home and Garden Expo. And again, all the way until 6 o'clock this evening, you can come out and just there's a lot to see. So we're hoping that you will do that. It's going on at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
And back for one more turn around the backstretch with Boomer Tech Radio with Bob Belongi and Bob Martin in helping me out this week. And you remember Net Zero?
Yes. Like we were saying, the Internet should be free. That was their original thing.
Well, it's kind of a comeback story. You know, Apple made a big comeback. Nintendo made a big comeback thanks to the Wii. I have one of those, by the way. I got it from my mother-in-law. She had a Wii Fit, wasn't using it, and now I have it. And I've I like the Wii platform. Remember those commercials with the little smart car before anybody knew what a smart car was? The two little Japanese guys, Wii would like to play. Remember those ads?
Oh, yes.
They were great. And that's when we still to this day call the smart car a Wii car.
America loves a good comeback.
Yes. Well, this week, Net Zero looking to make a comeback by applying budget-conscious approach to mobile broadband. The Net Zero $100 4G hotspot will work with up to 8 devices. They also have a $50 4G stick that plugs into a machine's USB port. These two gadgets provide Internet access using one of 5 month-to-month data plans. They all include free 200 megabytes a month for the first 12 months. So if you're doing email and whatnot, that's obviously not a bad deal. But if you're downloading on a lot of movies, that that can get kind of expensive kind of fast. Now, unlike, say, your carrier, your regular Verizon or AT&T data plan, which if you run over, be prepared for a huge case of bill shock when you open up that envelope at the end of the month. It just flat lets you know, hey, you're out of time. Please deposit. You know, it's like the operator comes on and says, you know, 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please, or whatever, you know. Hefty chunks of change if you do want to do top ups, 250 megabytes for $7 a gigabyte will cost you $20, and a good high definition movie will eat about a gigabyte worth of bandwidth on these devices. So here's the interesting part, though. I've talked for years about Clearwire and the WiMAX system, which is a sort of Wi-Fi on steroids that was rolled out in limited markets. I've had a couple of Clearwire devices, and I'll be honest with you, I've never been really happy with the service for a couple of reasons. First of all, it throttles terribly. The next thing,
what do you mean by throttles?
Okay, what I mean by throttling is if you're pulling in a large amount of bandwidth, say you're downloading a big file,
they will actually slow you way down because they don't want to oversaturate their system. It's common practice, and Clearwire for a time was extremely egregious at it. Another thing is, a few years back when I had one, I was experimenting with voice over IP systems, particularly the Vonage system. Those were all blocked by Clearwire's system because they were rolling out their own fairly not so great. And it's a love-hate relationship with Clearwire. Okay, there are certain things of the service that I really enjoy. I think it has great application. Sprint bought them up, wanted to do a big infusion of cash. They just can't seem to get traction, and part of it is that their infrastructure just isn't solid enough for good, reliable communications. And for a business application, the upload speed is terrible. It's almost like dial-up when you're trying to upload. Maybe they've addressed that issue, but it certainly doesn't seem to be the case right now.
Clearwire, for those who don't know, is basically what, satellite-delivered internet?
No, it's delivered over cell towers, not unlike your regular data, but it's in a different free. It's what's called WiMAX. It's not a true cellular data plan. It's sort of a glorified Wi-Fi connection. You get their basic unit, at least a few years ago, was either a plug into the side of the computer device or a kind of a modem. Unit with these little flashing lights on it that you had to stick in a window because it didn't work through walls or anything. It had to be facing in the right direction to get a usable signal at a range of about 7 miles at the most. But I tried it two different times and just could not really justify the cost of using it. But that was my experience. Your mileage may vary. So, let's see here. A couple more things about this. It's a neat-looking little Wi-Fi hotspot, though. It actually has a display on it that shows you devices that are connected. It will connect also as a Wi-Fi sharing device. It handles up to 8 devices. And download speeds are good. Battery life is decent. In typical use, battery runs for a little over 6 hours. And average speed is about 4.4 megabits a second. Peaking out at about 10.7, upload speed somewhere around half a megabit per second. So if you want to use this as a business tool and or basically as a web surfing tool, it's good. Business tool, not so much. And for more information, you can contact your Verizon distributor or go to netzero.com. They should be able to get you the information. Couple of minutes left. You know, the big thing about the new Apple iPad. What would this show be without at least one mention of the iPad? What would it be?
Your record is intact.
Yes. Now, we talked about, Brenda's on the road with hers, but we got to have at least one Apple-centric story here. And Retina-ready Apple iPad apps. The big claim to fame of the new iPad, marginally better processor, but the new Retina display, which has as much resolution as your eyeballs can pick out. But right now, a lot of the applications are ported from smartphones with a 4-inch screen. Well, you take that and put it on a 10-inch screen, it just looks lousy. Fear not, though. The series of new apps, and we only got a couple of minutes to run through them real quickly, definitely really shine on the Apple iPad.
These are extremely high resolution.
Oh, yes. Flight Control Rocket, Flipboard Comics Plus, Day One, Asphalt Adrenaline, Galaxy on Fire, GarageBand using high resolution, extremely realistic models of drums, keyboards, and instruments. The iMovie, which operates in 1080p, will play back full HD movies. iPhoto, of course, Kindle. Pages is the iPad word processor, and I would definitely take a look at that. If I was going to go into an iPad, I would look at that. It's kind of where I'm also thinking of going. Let me finish this list real quick. Starwalk. Oh, this is the one that really got me hooked on the iPad. Starwalk is an application. It's like a three-dimensional tour through the solar system, very high-resolution imagery of celestial bodies using the latest in Hubble telescope and other astronomical observations.
That's the one that keeps adjusting based on your GPS location?
Yes, yes. It'll say this is what you should be able to see in your night sky right now. It just has a cool factor of 9.0, let me tell you. All right, that's about all the time. But real quickly, I am still shopping tablets. I went and got my hands on a Asus Transformer Prime the other day. I like the way it feels. It's got a nice textured back to it. You can hang on to it. It operates, comes with the Android 3.2 system, known as Honeycomb, and it's upgradable to the Android operating system 4, which is Ice Cream Sandwich. Still haven't made a final decision on that buy yet.
Well, I've got my hands on a couple of ibuprofen tablets. That's next.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio, a production of Longi Entertainment Enterprises, sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading. Our theme music, composed and performed by George Wood, it's called 8-Bit Junkie, used by permission, available through the PodSafe Music Network. This is Bob Belongi saying, wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe, be good to each other. We'll talk to you next week here on this show. And this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. The mayor in Charleston, West Virginia, says no smoke detectors were working in a two-story home when a fire broke out early this morning, killing 8 people, including 6 children. All of them were under the age of 8.
We have no reason to believe at this time that it would be anything more than that it would be just a fire. We don't have any reason to believe it was arson.
Mayor Danny Jones tells Fox News Radio firefighters found just one smoke detector, and it was in a cabinet and not operational. A woman and her baby were also hurt in the fire. The baby is on life support right now. Louisiana is holding its primary today. Mitt Romney has half the delegates needed to secure the nomination and twice as many as his closest rival, Rick Santorum. But Santorum is favored in today's primary. Newt Gingrich is hoping to pick up a few delegates, but it will be tough.
The RealClearPolitics.com average of major polls in Louisiana this month shows Newt Gingrich polling at around 18% and Ron Paul stuck in single digits. And the way Louisiana